This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only, and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good morning, everyone. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative, provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan, Jenny Puamanuka.
Kia ora, good morning.
We've got the wonderful Jeff.
G'day.
Turi.
Aotearoa.
Hello.
Elisha.
Hello.
And Simon. And this week, man, what an action-packed week I've had. Because on Monday I went to the Ham West Community Centre.
Yeah, and best community meeting in town.
They were discussing chaplains there, men changing lives, and also they talked about community-focused funding. Hey, by the way, Jenny, straight after this, there's a funding expo at the Rose Gardens. Might like to go along.
I might go see my dad first because he lives out that way.
Yeah. And also we have a slam poetry event happening at Saturday 11, just up the road here.
11 a.m.?
No, it starts, I think, at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Simon, you might like to go along to that because that could be quite very interesting.
Can I read a little bit of my poetry? I'm drowning in dead at sea law, birth at the dock, the courtroom whore full of straw. Stuff like that, you know.
Oh, that's radical. I'm going to be doing Tiptoe Through the Tulips and my Death Row poem on handling death, laughing in the face of death. But my pastor told me I should be pastoring in the face of death, or loving in the face of death. Yeah, so on the 12th of November, 2 Freyberg Place, Auckland CBD, Remembrance Day for Survivors of Abuse.
Yeah.
Jenny, you're going down to Wellington.
I'm going to the Wellington one, so that's where the apology happened. So it's a Remembrance Day to mark a year from when Prime Minister Luxon apologised to the survivors of abuse and care.
Yeah.
So the government's coming out for that, and they're going to be addressing us.
Now, we have an accountability charter mirror of the Westminster system and William of Orange. And in terms of state care abuse, constitutional responsibility and common law equity membership for approximately 500 individuals per year, historically more, presently still material, under state care and protection, long-term impacts, intergenerational trauma, loss of income, addiction and poor health outcomes, disconnection from whakapapa and identity. Mm. The Crown exercises care jurisdiction as parens patriae. Now, what does this mean?
Well, I think, honestly, Jack, Charles's brother is in the limelight at the moment with the Epstein and the Trump thing, so we're mixing a number of different things at a very high level. But at the end of the day, we've got kids in state care, and Simon can talk about it.
Yeah, I think I've shared this one about the state care. It's the state that want to be mum and dad, and mum and dad need to be mum and dad. So
okay,
that's my opinion.
So here we have the Orange Westminster tradition historically emphasises constraints on executive power. What does that mean?
It means that when someone comes into a house, rather than just taking the kids out, they are allowed to have a more community-based, rather than the state plucking them and putting them into a state facility, isolating the children.
Wow. Or accountability of officials. You mean OT and what's going on there?
Well, accountability of the officials, those that are plucked out and are responsible, if they go away on Friday and leave the kids vacant for the weekend just so that they can have a break. So they need to be 24/7, and if they can't do the job, then someone else can.
Yeah, rights of subjects protected by the law. Now, it just so happens that this month we've been November remembering Prostate Cancer and Suicide Remembrance Day, because I've got here International Suicide Prevention Awareness Day, and I've got a little candle that I'd like everyone to put their hands on their hearts, and we remember them, all those who have taken their lives this year, and the horrific fatality of all those who have died in relationship, even to the family court system, because a judge has come on and says it's probably about 70 to 80, even mothers and fathers who die, who commits, take their lives in relationship to family destruction.
Yeah.
And this goes on every year. So who's accountable? Rod, who's accountable?
Well, that's two a week. So let's personalise it, Jack. Every 3 days someone takes their lives after they've had a confrontation with the family courts.
Wow. And so today we've been honouring my nephew. We've been honouring my nephew, commissioning him as a sheriff with the Sovereign Citizens Movement. But it sounds like we're gathering momentum if we're talking about accountability,
Uncle.
Charter mirroring the Westminster system. We need more young people to catch on with the intergenerational trauma and the Chancellor jurisdiction of what needs to be put in place in New Zealand, because apparently working with the People's Court, they said that four comptrollers who are monitoring the banks and what's going on with the monetary system and the elitists, they have talked to Prince Charles, and he said that the law system in New Zealand was a crap pit. How could he say that?
Well, if you're incarcerated, one of the 10,000, imagine if Winston was the Governor General and he used the pardoning rights to go through and free some people that shouldn't be in a crap pit.
Yeah. So on my chatbot, I've got New Zealand Suicide Prevention Trust, and people can access it from my Rainbow Ribbons program, buddy support, holistic healing, being a supervisor. But now they've started up this high urgency crisis telehealth with virtual reality, mental health crisis intervention, social issues and trauma bereavement. So someone's on computer and talking to people who are suffering from
suicidal ideation. Yep.
And trauma and this sort of thing. So they've stepped it up. And but I found it interesting that in terms of AI, I had a sovereign friend who rung me up this morning, and he said there's AI chips in the refrigerators now, so we could become chips soon.
Why do you need an AI in something like a fridge?
Well, Jack, underneath our skin we have receptors, and if you do a special cadence, it creates a feeling of safety. It works for adults as well as kids. So unfortunately, this telemarketing thing isn't going to caress people. It's touch, caress, that's the sort of thing that creates a safe feeling.
Yeah, so we went to the Rates Association on Saturday. It must have been about 30 people there, with Bob talking about protecting democracy and people's rights, because he approached 66 candidates and three mentions democracy. And it's obvious we need civic education and a grassroots voice from the community. One guy said that those who commit treason, kupapa, they are selling us out, and they should be held accountable. And we also, I know we've just finished celebrating Guy Fawkes.
Yeah.
And I also, to be not so kind of hard-hitting, say, what would Guy Fawkes do? That's today. Is that today?
Yeah.
And they have this effigy on the back of a cart, and they go around and they collect money, and then they take this effigy to the bonfire. And it's also associated with, we've just finished celebrating Halloween, Hallow's Eve Day, remembering saints. But the bonfire scares off the spirits, apparently, the evil spirits.
Oh, okay, from Halloween.
From Halloween.
But
yeah.
Hamilton Accountability Charter, Mirror Westminster, and Kerikeriroa, good local government rests on the rule of law. Te Tiriti or Waitangi Partnership, transparency, fiscal prudence, and natural justice. Where these foundations weaken, communities must stand up, not in hostility, but in lawful, respectful, principled accountability. The charter mirrors the disciplines the Westminster constitutionalism back onto the institutions created by it, while grounded engagement through tikanga, manaakitanga, purpose to uphold open, lawful and treaty-honouring local government. Well, apparently the government doesn't want to honour the treaty in the schools. And they
no.
reckon it's only the government should be able to control what happens with the treaty. Do you agree with that?
I don't think they should have control. I think it should be up to Māori to control, because it's a partnership between Māori and the Crown.
Yeah.
It's not a partnership between, well, a triway of, like, Māori, the government and the Crown.
What about Māori and freedom fighters?
Yeah.
Am I making sense here?
Because and the sovereigns.
There are some things, like the Declaration of Independence is absolutely brilliant in my point of view.
Yeah, yeah. But it seems to me there's infighting at the top with the Maori Party, because you've got this guy, Kingi, who's challenging them, and he reckons there's a bit of a dictatorship going. You've got the Mana Party. But without William of Orange and that true constitution and going back to this Westminster model, they don't have anything to stand on. Apart from a treaty on paper and the whakaputanga, which is the sovereignty of the chieftainship.
Yeah.
So I'd like to ask Rod, because he's a wonderful lawyer.
I think the Orange Movement, in a sense, happens at Tūranga Waiwai, just up the road, and it's proximate to Hamilton, Kirikiriroa. And so in a sense, we actually have that, because what the William of Orange did was a Dutchman that came over. So they got rid of the king's English language, and they needed to bring a monarch back who, and so we technically have our monarch already in New Zealand. This is out in Tūranga Waiwai, so that's an interesting thought.
Ah, so we need to contact her and all the iwi.
She's in Dubai.
Yeah, we need to contact them there about connecting with William of Orange, because that's the original constitution. That is the original document that we have to go on with the constitution, genuine currency, indigenous treaties. If we don't get back to that, what's going to happen?
I want to know how Turi with the Union Party is going to interact with Tūranga Waiwai.
How are you going to do that, Turi?
Well, acknowledge them for the start, and then understand that the Queen, Māori Queen at present, is the right to be there because she's been put in there by the people. That's the first thing. So when William of Orange comes about, that's for the Crown's obligation to adhere to.
Yeah.
But Indigenous, but Māori for themselves, have every right to manufacture any representation they see fit.
Yeah, but unless they've got the true grounding and they go back to the whakaputanga, the sovereignty of the chieftainship, and then they go back to the Westminster Mirror, they haven't got the true legislation, because what I'm seeing is if they fight with one another, let's put it this way, next year when the elections come up and people will see, well, they're fighting, what are they fighting about? You know, they should be fighting about manaakitanga, tikanga, the original Maori principles and this sort of thing.
Yeah, which still exists.
And if they don't gather all the people, I mean, we see a lot of sovereigns fighting, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we see trolling going on and this sort of thing. If they don't get their act together and we move as one people, we're going to lose next year's election. And this is where the Labour Party is bringing in capital gains tax, and they need to have their act together. So coming back to the Rakes Association, you had something that you wanted to say to them, didn't you, Simon?
We're trying to challenge these city council workers to be a bit more transparent, because what's going on behind the scenes, the elected councillors are manipulated by council officers according to various agendas, 20-minute city. In some council cases, management decide policies in secret meetings. So some of them are there to, you know, well, it's more or less, will I end up being like a third-degree mason? It's all connected.
Right. Okay, Jeff.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Those who have tuned in, you're listening to Free FM 89. We're broadcasting live in Hamilton. This is Jack Show from the Fringes. This is a segment I call Food for Thought, the problems facing humanity's future, some from our past. Taxes have been placed upon humanity for thousands of years. These taxes have been pillaged by the self-proclaimed authority of regions and often spent simply to lavish one's own lifestyle. Long before Alexander the Great pillaged in the Asian regions, mankind has been subjected to paying some form of tax or a levy to those whom have assumed authority unquestioned. Now we see trillions of dollars being spent on weapons of war whilst billions of people live below what's called a poverty line. To reverse the tax being collected and spent on the murder of the neighbour, mankind needs to reconcile and end all war. The need for an all-world government's global footprint tax upon all goods being exported and imported will see industry expand around the globe with more than enough funds to see third world countries developing regions of economic success, and I'm talking about Africa building tractors. A Pacific levy will also require all goods being exported cleared through customs. The funds are needed to clean up the Pacific. With an end in all war, trillions of dollars can then be reinvested into infrastructure. It's only those armed traders that will lose out initially. The financial institutions will bounce back. Income tax requirements will be reduced also, a 50% straight away. Could that give you incentive to end all war? Terrorism. That's something that comes out of the United States of America. Tourism will be the sector that increases the most initially, and get your funds out of these corrupt stock markets controlled by unknown speculators, cashing in on the gullibility of greed. I've said it before, sell, sell, sell all USA, UK stocks, bonds, and get rid of their certificates. And try not to concern yourselves too much with Trump and his tactics. Mankind's plans are indeed foolishness in God's sight. Last week's word for the new millennium was for all military personnel around the world, and not just the SAS, Sashiites. And this week's word is for all of the terrorist misinformation presented by this mainstream media, terror fornication. Next week will be the letter U and the UN's dissolution solution.
Okay, so one question. How are you going to rule the world then?
Well, the Bible has a clue.
Yeah, well, we're saying we're all king priests in terms of the Westminster Mirror, and we're saying that the people's conscience rules over everything. Isn't that right, Rod? So well, the people are the priests, as it were.
I think the life, liberty and freedom that we hear from the United States, because obviously they broke away from the monarchy and they had the French help. They became a republic, and the French king then lost his head when all the French soldiers came back and fell in love with the American way. So we're in a really interesting time, Jack.
So the peasants are revolting, and some will lose their heads. So unless the people need to wake up, don't they, to this revolution. Maori people need to wake up. The elections are next year, and if we don't wake up, the fascists will take over, and National will bring in the same...
They already are.
...death-defying policies, shutting down organisations, taking jobs away from us. We're in for one hell of a time. Mm. But I tell you what, it's going to be a wonderful struggle.
Yeah, and I don't think you should have fear of losing your head. You should...
What?
I don't think you should have fear of losing your head. Keep your head on.
Now, the theosophical battle for top-down, bottom-up control is going on. We're being ruled by autocrats up in Auckland, and we're waiting for the judge's report. I actually said spirituality is not for sale, and the lawyer told me to shut up.
Is the lodge still going every Sunday?
Yes.
Because they wanted me to bring my little boy in to experience it.
We've got some frontliners, about 10 of us, who are holding the fort, but there's a lot of backstabbers, Kupapa, who want to go along with Auckland. And this and they've made me president.
You're the president?
I'm the president.
Okay, El Presidente.
So am I also talking today about...
About lightsabers from the $2 shop. Yep.
About,
that's what we're talking
commissioning
about.
Our my wonderful nephew. Well, awesome to have you here, brother. What did you think?
Hi, Elijah.
Hello, Jenny. Hello, Uncle. and hello to all the other.
You're going to be our representative.
Awesome to be here.
You're up for it. I can see you. You're a human rights activist. You used to protest about the elitists taking control of the world, but. Well, it's wonderful to have you on the show, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just a beginning freedom fighter.
Hey!
Hallelujah!
And we as a men's group were trying to give him ideas on, you know what I mean, a good woman you should look for, didn't you?
It's just the springtime around at the moment. The birds are jumping on the birds, and we've just noticed the feeling.
It's summer. Okay.
Do you feel outnumbered by the men here, Jenny?
No, it's fine.
So Terry from the People's Court mentioned Chancellor jurisdiction and what we're trying to do with the Westminster system, and we're saying that the law is corrupt because they haven't got the true model, and the true model come from William of Orange, who had a constitution. We haven't even got a proper constitution. He had the upper house, which was the king's conscience, and the lower house.
Yeah, well, Israel, Britain, or the UK and New Zealand doesn't have a written constitution, but those other two seem to be doing fine.
And we don't have an upper and lower house. Helen Clark took it away. So we have no redress for false and corruption, falseness and corruption in the system.
Yeah, Jack, I've got to share the scripture, man. I'm just bursting at the seams. I think God wants his people to get radical, but with me it is a very, very small thing, if not nothing, that I should be judged by any human court. 1 Corinthians 4:3. So it's time to get rad, people.
Yes, and we need to be priests, headship believers, counterpart bride, and we need to be the king priests that are bringing in the reign of Christ. And Ezekiel's temple is freedom, justice, and equality. William of Orange, he must have made a difference because he also overpowered the religious order, because they had about 11 million people who died in the religious war of the state system. And somehow the conscience of people had been shut down. So we need to be, everyone needs to be a king priest, don't they, Rob?
Yeah, grandmothers are really important. They live 50 years after menopause, and they really carry the conscience and knowledge of the community.
But this was amazing that these comptrollers were saying that Prince Charles actually said that the New Zealand law was a crap pit. Well, is it so corrupt? What's going on with the 100 people at suicide in relationship to family courts, mothers and fathers and children? Is it that bad?
It's so pious.
But is it apt to call it a latrine? Are we allowed to use the French word?
A latrine?
Maybe he's sort of aware that these legally dumb people are passing laws. The right to say no and the right to be treated with respect are widely recognised as fundamental human rights principles. They were ignored during the mandate on the vaccination.
And we've also had International Suicide Prevention Awareness Day, and I've lit this candle here, this little light. We've put our hands on our hearts. Receive their spirits. Candle. Lord Jesus, we remember everyone as a valuable person and as a ghost whisperer, Lord. Sometimes I'm hearing antagonism. Did they get justice on the side? That an alienated system that doesn't give a damn about people. And this report that my dear friend here, Rod, he's going to write an article to Hamilton West paper about state care abuse, constitutional responsibility and common law equity mentorship for approximately 500 individuals per year in New Zealand historically under state care and protection. Long impact of intergenerational trauma, loss of income, homelessness. Homelessness is that bad.
Yeah.
And the homeless, they turn on one another and attack one another. That's where we need to start ordaining the sheriffs and also the king priests and people in a bottom-up society. Everyone needs to become an honourable system, an honourable citizen in society.
Yes, it's about maintaining property rights. If you talk to Andrew Bitter, my feeling's that Andrew feels that people that don't respect property rights should live in the rural, not have the privilege of Hamilton City.
Well, but did you see me sort of talking about doing citizens' arrests there on Saturday? Every now and again, because when they weren't going to be answerable, come to the party, I said, we'll do a citizens' arrest. And then people were looking at me, is this Jack Gernon? Has he gone to extremes or what is he talking about?
So mens rea, actus rea, Jack. So if you find someone that has a criminal intent out there, I'm happy to find out their name, address and their date of birth.
Oh, wow. And those who have put us into debt. Constraints on executive power, Westminster tradition, rights of subjects, separation from civil and ecclesiastical authority. What does that mean? That the church can't take control of your conscience?
Obviously, there's an appeal process. If you don't feel the church is doing justice by you, you have the state protection.
Wow. I know they kicked me out for saying that I wanted to protect my own son and this sort of thing, but I think they were more sort of LGBT focused, so at the Anglican Church on the top of the hill, so they didn't like me being a real father. What's the problem in churches with real fathers, Jack?
I got carried out of a Mormon temple once too,
what?
Jack.
Why? What did you do
to the Mormons?
They're all right. I work with the interfaith.
It was during a testimony thing in October, and I went up the front to say something. I didn't know what I was going to say, and he shut me down early, so I stood up on the step and said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin, which is five words in Arabic, meaning all praises and thanks are to the Lord in heaven. And they come along, and six big men grabbed me and carried me out of yeah. the place. And as I was going out the door, I looked at one Tongan lady and I says, would they throw Jesus out?
So, Simon, you go to Bible in schools.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've talked about a life walk movement, don't they?
Yeah.
For chaplains.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
we need to see a lot more of those chaplains in society. So, I've got here observations. Sheriff, king, priest, archetype. You observed five individuals on the reference show embodying a recruiting civic archetype. Dual civil moral authority. What do we mean by that, right? Dual civil moral authority.
Because obviously when Jeff was carted out, obviously yes. the jurisdiction of...
Shame on you, Jeff.
...of the Mormon...
They're wonderful Christian people.
It was like being carried out on a cloud. Yeah. They didn't, you know, it wasn't like being arrested.
And it stopped at the raidable end of their raidable property. So they, once Jack was on council ground again, he had all the rights under William of Orange, the Westminster system.
Now, what about protective orientation toward vulnerable population? What's that about? Vulnerable populations and protecting them.
Big words.
Wow. Ability to activate customary jurisdiction. Well, that customary Maori rights recognises the land has been leased and not owned. Because apparently in Vanuatu, they had control by the French and the British. But they didn't sell the land off. And this lady said to me, didn't you exchange the land for blankets?
No.
That's the misinformation. They still use that misinformation these days too.
But is it customary Maori land rights?
Well, 66 million acres of New Zealand, 5 million still hasn't been ceded to the Crown, Jack.
Wow.
So
I'm a William of Orange lookalike, so I'm proud to represent this new Westminster Council. And I want to thank you guys for putting your names forward. Now, don't be surprised if trolls start to attack you or the system starts sort of saying, what are you up to as a sheriff or this sort of thing, you know?
Well, so Lance,
we're going to get backlashes. You yeah. know that, don't you?
Well, he represents 1,400 staff. So that email, Jack, is meaning that the people are on guard because they know that citizens' arrest is around the corner after you ran for mayor
yeah.
and you've brought together a posse.
A posse. And this is wonderful. We're human rights activists. We are peacemakers, though, at heart. But we don't like to see corruption within the system. We want greater accountability. Jenny knows I'm a good peacemaker.
A peacemaker. Okay.
Yeah, well, justice of the peace are charged for 800 years. Sorry, Jenny, to quell the rebellions for 860 years continuously, a justice of the peace. So you're a bit of a justice of the peace there, Jack.
I've seen you get kicked out of a lot of functions. I don't know if you would consider that. I don't know if you could consider that a peacemaker, but okay.
No, that's for standing
you
up
do
for,
you,
for
Jack.
Truth. No, I stood up.
Was that one of them?
10 people were suiciding and there was nothing in place 20 years ago for the young people, you know, two a week, and I put my neck out and said we need more lifelines. And I do thank this group that's part of the what do they call it, high urgency crisis telehealth virtual reality people. So we need to get more put together with this chatbot and have SISOP operators online to
15 seconds for 10 cents of stroking those receptors under the skin to make you feel safe, Jack.
And the underclass being taught how they need to be proper citizens and take care of one another. Okay, this is From the Fringes. Thank you, gentlemen.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.